Du lytter til Studentradioen i Bergen.
FM 96,4, 106,1 og 107,8.
Følg oss på Facebook og Instagram. Abonner i podcast-appen. Ansvarlig redaktør Jørgen Berner Wilhelmsen.
Hello and welcome to No Way with me, Nicole.
Jane.
And this time not Kirsten, but two special guests from Norway. You want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Taume Derry.
Hello, Taume. And who is the other guy?
I'm Lauritz.
We live He's together.
Awesome. Yeah, we live together.
Yeah, just the two of them.
Yeah. By the way, I'm living there too, so but I'm not Norwegian, obviously. So yeah, maybe you want to tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, I'll start. I'm Taume. I'm 24 years old. I just started a master in information science. I am also part of a choir, and. That is it.
And are you originally from Bergen, or do you come from another part?
I'm from Oslo, but my parents are from Ghana.
Okay, interesting. I think we talk about this later a bit more. And yeah, Lauritz, where are you coming from?
Yeah, first of all, I'm 24 years old. Yeah, studying my last year of master's in social anthropology. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Originally, I'm coming from Porsgrunn.
Where is this?
It's on the southeast, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any special hobbies?
Yeah, of course. I do play in a band here in Bergen.
What is it called?
Himmelegme.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think we tried to search for a song to play it here on the show, but unfortunately we did not find it in the system. So, but you can listen to it online. And I mean, I've been to a concert of you and it has been so nice. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, so do you give other or more concerts this year?
I don't think this year. We're going to work on the second recording.
Mm-hmm. So a new album is coming out?
New album, yeah.
Can you give us a teaser? Anything? You don't know what it's going to be about?
No, not what it's going to be about. Okay. It's going to be more mature, like musically, mm-hmm. I think. I'm not sure. I don't know yet. Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know my own music, so.
We will be open for this. And now, yeah, we are talking about how it is to live in Norway as a Norwegian and also how it feels to be a second generation Norwegian, how, yeah, Taume would define himself, I heard. Maybe we want to start with Lauritz. How do you feel like living here? And do you like it here? Do you think you would prefer maybe living somewhere else one day?
And you ask me if I like Bergen or Norway in general?
I think both.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of really, really Norwegian. I don't have anything mixed in there. So, okay. And I kind of like it. I'm from a very small place, like outside Porsgrunn. It's really kind of countryside, and I really love it. Then I moved to Bergen, and it's something totally different, actually.
Because it's bigger, or
yeah, it's much bigger. That's yeah.
Are there also other differences you see?
The weather, of course. Yeah, the weather is bad.
Here or back home?
Here.
Okay. Yeah.
Here is terrible.
So it's not all Norway that's like in Bergen.
Yeah, that's mostly in Bergen and the western part, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think I really like the city anyways. It's kind of a cultural hub, I guess. And yeah, it's nice. It's kind of intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about you, Tom?
I also feel really Norwegian, mister. I like Bergen, but like I grew up in Oslo, where it was like more culturally diverse, where we had people from Somalia, Pakistan, Eritrea, Ethiopia. So you kind of felt more like you're in a cultural hub, while in here in Bergen, I mostly hang out with white people.
And you think that's a problem?
No, that's okay. Not a problem for me, because like I I know, I can identify myself among these people, and I feel at home here too, but it's just really different going from a place where you have people who look like you
yeah.
to a place where there's only white people, but they're all nice and you kind of get that all people are the same.
So yeah, do you feel like difference between or like how people treat you because of your origin or your skin color or whatever, or do you think like people treat you totally equal?
They treat me pretty equal. People mostly care about personality. The only difference is that like people have more weird questions because they don't understand.
For example,
like, hey, can I touch your hair?
Or
hey, yeah, do you get sunburn? Or hey,
and do you get sunburn?
No, I don't get sunburn. But
me neither, by the way. So
yeah,
I mean, I'm quite white, yellow, whatever.
Yellow.
Yeah, but the thing is, I really like those questions because even though some of them can be insensitive, it's just because they are really curious and want to know. So I personally advocate people to ask something if they are really curious.
Yeah.
Do you
nice.
Touch your hair?
Not today, Larry. It's not today.
Not again. Please stop it.
God, I've told you many times.
And do you
every
think?
Night.
I'm sorry. Do you think like this is all super positive what you tell me, or like mostly? Do you know from maybe others that they have worse experiences, or do you know like from most people who come, for example, from Africa, Ghana, whatever, that they have these good experiences here?
Well, I think it's very different for me, who is a second generation, because I kind of know the culture and the people, so it's much easier for me to come in. But for people who just moved to the country, they say that they've experienced racism and like have things happen to them because they like don't know the culture. And when you come in as a new person and you can't speak the language very well, people are more prone to treating you differently. So I feel like it's not a lot about how I look, it's more about how I act and how I have like become accustomed to the culture and the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes quite a lot of sense.
Thank you, Nicole. I tried.
That, yeah, so in this we talk about the different exchange experience we have, because, of course, Jane and me, we are now in Norway on an exchange, but also Tom and Lauritz have been away. Where were you and how were your experiences there?
Yeah, I can start. I did not go to kind of this exchange program.
Mm-hmm.
I went on field work related to my studies in social anthropology. So I went to Ghana in a small village.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It's a really nice, I think for my kind of personal, it's really good. But of course I was really bored as well, because I was living in a small village without so much to do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah.
So what did you do then?
Of course, I tried to focus on my kind of field work. So I had a job to do, and it was like, yeah, I have to observe these people, this village, and a company. So I often just went to people and talked to them. Yeah, maybe some interviews. Yeah, observe mm-hmm. what they did.
And which differences do you see between Ghana and your work there and living here in Norway?
Like the differences are really, really big, but it also really depends on where you are in Ghana. Like if you are in the capital, it's not that big. It's kind of a metropolitan city. You can do whatever you want. But on the countryside, it's different again, because then you can't do whatever you want. You have to kind of just live there. And
yeah. I see. And do you have or found out some similarities between you living like in this small town there, and you said you grew up in a in a really small country here in Norway, so do you see some similarities there?
Yeah, actually in many ways, like in the end everyone is just people, so they're kind of similar. You always have the kind of same types of people in the countryside in Ghana as you have in Norway. You always have the joker.
Yeah,
you always have the kind of old aunt who cooks food and talks shit about everyone. And you have always these guys under a tree doing whatever.
Like under a tree?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Just sitting, it's often chilling.
In the, yeah, just chilling and in the shadow.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. Being from Ghana myself, I can confirm everything he's saying.
Yeah.
I've been there myself. It's like, great.
But these are kind of similar to things you can see in Norway. Not exact what you do, but more like the characteristics of mm-hmm. people, I guess. Like you always have this same kind of types. And in the end, people are just people, so they're quite similar. Yeah.
True. And Tama, where have you been?
I have been in Canada. Which was a really, really nice place. The thing about Canada is that you always hear that Canadians are very kind and good-hearted people. And
they're not? Or
and they're just like that times a thousand. Like, the stereotype is so true. Just exaggerated. They were way too kind and way too, like, they were...
really?
Yeah, yeah. So there were so many times where you kind of go out on the street and have random conversations with people. Like, for example, one time I was at the shop and I was buying milk and then a guy came to me and was like, oh, that's a really cool milk. This is the milk I'm buying. Let's exchange milks and then we can see how they taste. Yeah. And, like, that's how they always are.
And how was
so
it for you?
Really fun.
Yeah, how was it for you? Because, I mean, we have been told that and also experienced that Norwegians are quite, like, distanced people and not the ones who prefer going to someone, having, like, a small talk about random things. How was it for you then?
Yeah, it was quite the opposite because I see myself as a really, like, open person who likes to talk, but then I go there and people are way too open and, like, I kind of find my inner Norwegian where I'm like,
yeah,
this is way too much. Like, they, for example, the bad thing about being that way is that they can't have an awkward moment. There's never a dull moment where you're just sitting and just
talking.
Yeah, being quiet. They feel like they have to talk, which is the negative part. But I didn't. That kind of was great because, like, there were also some other Norwegians there and I didn't want to hang with them because they're way too boring compared to the Canadian people and the guys there. But at the same time, I also didn't make any long-lasting Canadian friends because when you're in exchange, you like to hang out with other exchange people because you're the guys who like to travel and do stuff, and Canadians, they live there, so they don't, they're not that, like...
They're like, what? That's my backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you go there?
But I think that's then different, like, to my experience here, because I think I'm hanging out a lot with you guys and, like, yeah, with the Norwegians I'm living together with, so...
Yeah, but can I then ask you guys something?
Go for it.
Yeah, so how open do you feel like Norwegians are compared to back home?
You want
to
start? Or?
I feel like I'm from Denmark, so I feel like Norwegians and Danes are pretty much the same. I mean, we do the same. Like, for example, when you go in the tram or in the bus, you don't sit, like, if there's a seat free where nobody is sitting next to you, you're going to sit there instead of where somebody is sitting. We do the same. We like to have, like, the quietness sometimes. But also, I was told here that Norwegians are very open if you just start the conversation. Like, if you start talking, they will talk to you. And I feel it's pretty much the same.
So there's no, like, huge differences between Danish people and Norwegians?
No, I wouldn't say, like, I think... We smile more in the night, maybe.
Damn.
I mean, I'm used to smiling at people on the street, and I would be weird if I did that here. Like, I was told that don't do that. So I'm like, okay.
But I've been told this too, and sometimes I do it and still smile at people, and then they smile back and seem to be super happy, and I'm happy too.
Yeah,
so.
But that's weird because I feel like you only smile to people that you know. So when someone smiles at me, I'm like,
you're like, who are you?
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah, I think on this point, like, we Germans are quite different, or the way I experience, it's like quite normal talking to strangers. For example, in the tram, or I don't know, I sometimes experience that I just walk randomly on the street and then someone comes over and starts talking to me and then we, like, have a conversation or something. But I cannot say that this is, like, generally all over or everywhere in Germany or for everyone, because I think I'm quite an open-minded person too, and an open person, so it happens quite a lot to me. But my friends are sometimes like... It's weird how many random conversations you have. So I think it's not for everyone.
But I do kind of agree, because I was in Germany on vacation a couple of months ago, and it was like that, because I was my friend and he was like just saying hey to everyone, and they were saying hey back, like it's a normal thing. And I was like, do you know these people?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah.
But we do the same kind of, it's like, I think it's 50-50 in Denmark. It's either you do it or either you don't. So sometimes if I do it, my friends are like, do you know them?
No. But I think it's kind of weird here in Norway, because you don't smile to each other when you're walking past each other on the street. But if you're hiking or go cross-country skiing in the mountain, then everyone is saying hello to each other.
Mm. But we were told that's because you could be like, if there's a snowstorm coming or something, the guy you said hi to might rescue you like in half an hour or something. So that's why you have to be kind there.
Huh, I've never heard that.
And now we talk about Halloween, because tonight is Halloween.
Yeah.
Woo. Halloween. How do you think about Halloween? Is it a big deal in Norway?
It's not bigger or smaller than any other places, I think. But I personally, I like Halloween.
Why?
Because, like, it's not specifically Halloween, but I like every day where there's a special day where you do something special. So I like Halloween, Christmas, there's a cookie day, Women's Day, Father's Day. My birthday, like any special day.
International Cat Day.
Yeah, every special day is special, so I like this one too.
Okay, and are you going to do something on Halloween?
No. No, because like,
then it's not special, I guess, for you.
I got a lot of school, and last year was insane, so I'm kind of living the memories of last year this year too.
What did you do last year?
We can talk about it outside the radio. No, I'm just joking. Okay. I was in Canada, and like, I wore this suit where I won a suit contest at a party, and I was out doing crazy stuff.
What were you dressed as?
Prince.
Ooh, nice one.
I can show you pictures later.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
What about you, Larry?
I kind of think the whole idea of Halloween is kind of stupid. God, I think it's just an excuse to get drunk and have to get a kind of costume for it as well, which is pretty annoying. I kind of like it when I have a costume, because I think it's fun to look stupid, and I like to be stupid as well.
Yeah.
Then why don't you like it? I feel like, because you just said why it's great.
Yeah. No, but I feel like we celebrate nothing. We don't mean anything by it in Norway. Like, we don't think about the dead or all those.
But
cool,
I kind
stuff,
of feel like in Denmark as well, it's kind of the same. It was never big, but now it's becoming a thing. And I think it's because the shops just want to sell stuff.
But yeah, and it's just an excuse to get drunk, I guess. And you don't need an excuse to get drunk.
But if it makes people happy, then why not? Like, Christmas is also just shops getting money. Like, everything is...
But it's more like traditional, I guess.
Isn't Halloween also traditional?
I think, like, it's not that traditional. Like, for example, in Germany, it just started, like, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago. I mean, I don't know exactly when it started, but it's not a long tradition. And I think, for example, Christmas is a really long traditional thing that's been there since... hundred of years, so.
But maybe it's becoming a tradition.
Maybe. Yeah. But is there also this trick and treat thing that children walk from door to door and ask for sweets, or?
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
So
did you do it when you were a child?
Yeah, I did it, but I my mother
didn't get anything or what?
Yeah, my mother wasn't big on buying me costume just to use for one day, so I kind of dressed up as
just
myself.
Just smart woman.
Yeah, but I just liked hanging out with my friends and stuff. But I feel like I like Halloween better now that I'm an adult and like go to parties and stuff more than when I was younger.
I can understand this. Like, for me, I knew there was a lot of trick and treat stuff. I mean, I always had a party because that's my birthday. Yay! But it's not that I had like a Halloween party, and it was not that much into it. And I had one time I did this trick and treat thing as a birthday party, and then it was like all the children were always saying, she's the birthday girl, and so I had to carry everything because they were like, give it to the birthday girl. So of course in the end we shared it, but I had to carry all the sweets, and this was like, no thank you.
Tough life. Yeah.
For me, the distance between the houses was so far away, so I couldn't go on trick or treat.
And so, we're continuing now with a tongue twist. Because, a Norwegian suggested this to us. So if you have suggestions what we should do on the show, you can write us on Facebook, for example. Mm-hmm. And so there is our first suggestion. It's like we should read out, in this case, like Jane and me, a Norwegian tongue twist. And Laurits searched one for us. It's a quite short one. Do you read it like one time, or is it like you continue it so as long as you can't speak anymore?
Yeah, I think you can read it one time.
Okay, so let's give it a try. I mean, officially, I'm good in Norwegian now because I just passed my Norwegian exam. Thank you, guys. Okay, so I will give it a try. Ibsens ripsbukse or andre buksvekste.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow. So, James, you can give it a try now.
Should I try one of the others? What?
I don't know.
You can try the same one.
Yeah, if you're better than me in Norwegian.
I'm my brain is not here right now. Okay. Ibsens ripsbukse or andre buksvekste.
That was not as good, but that was pretty good.
We have to be honest there.
Yeah, exactly. That was a 4 out of 5.
I think it's funny. you say buksit.
Yeah.
And it's pants. And it should be bushes.
But anyways, I thought like buxer. I understand this word and I know it.
I thought it was the same. Oh.
No.
Well, it's busker. Yeah. We did not read correctly. I think we just tried to read words that we know. Mm. So how would you say it correctly?
Ibsens ripsbusker andre buskvekster.
Oh,
Ibsens
amazing.
Ibsens ripsbusker or andre buskvekster.
Now it sounded kind of a French guy.
So what does it mean?
You know Henrik Ibsen?
Yeah.
This is starting to be a really boring conversation now. But
okay, summarize it in one sentence.
It's about this bush. No! God!
Okay.
So,
let this go.
So you think it's like a quite famous tongue twist here in Norway?
I think it's the most famous, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you know the Danish one?
No, tell me more.
Rød grød med fløde.
Oh my God.
Try to say it.
No.
Can you say it one more time and I'll try?
Rød grød med fløde.
Easy. Rød grød med fløde.
Oh, nice. I think really famous German one. It's super hard even for us. It's like Brotkleid bleibt Brotkleid und Blautkraut bleibt Blaukraut.
Oh,
so it's like super. It's like
Sanitäte bitte.
It's a wedding dress, stays a wedding dress, and red coal stays red coal, but it's like when you say it hard after each other, it's so complicated and you mess up. Like, even I
can you say it one more time a little bit slower?
Blaukraut bleibt Blaukraut und Brautkleid bleibt Brautkleid.
Oh my God, that was
you want to try it?
Okay, say the first part first.
Blaukraut bleibt Blaukraut.
Blaukleid bleibt Blautkleid?
und Brautkleid.
Oh yeah.
Brautkleid bleibt Brautkleid.
No.
Oh yeah.
Okay, 2 out of 5.
Two out
at
five.
Least you tried.
That's 1 point.
Yeah, I think we can just like leave this segment soon.
Yeah.
And if you have suggestion what we should try to do on the show, just write us on Facebook. We will read it and try to do it. And now we're talking about a TV show. It's a quite famous one in Norway.
Very
it's
famous.
Called X on the Beach, Norge or something. And we watch it like every week 2 times for already 2 months. I would say Tom is a really big fan of it. I mean, you have been also this morning to a breakfast with Daniel. I think if you have seen the show, you know exactly who Daniel is.
Mm.
I mean, maybe I can just summarize what I think the show is about because I don't understand a word.
Tell him the goal.
And then Tom can maybe tell us what it is really. So as I understand it, there are a lot of naked people meeting, or at least not totally naked, but like in bathing suits and quite often also naked, who meet together in San Mauritius. Is it Mauritius?
Yes.
And they live in a villa all together and they drink a lot, they party a lot, and they have a lot of sex.
Sexual intercourse.
Exactly. And then there is, there is sometimes they meet at the beach, some people of them, and then another ex is coming, and I still don't get the reason why the exes of them are coming.
Drama.
Yeah, kind of. And yeah, there's a lot of drama and a lot of sexual intercourse. Yeah, drama. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's like mainly about it. And I think like on Thursday there is the final, and I don't really get the aim of the show yet, so what should be in the final, but it's super nice watching it all together because there is such a feeling in the yeah, like watching it all together, it's like public viewing kind of. So yeah, that's my my experience about X on the Beach.
That sounds like a great experience, and that's what X on the Beach aims to do. Like, it's a great show, guys. Like, it's a show where all these people come in and they embarrass themselves on television, and like you feel much better for watching it. And there's so much drama and intrigue where an ex comes in, and there's a drama between the ex and the current boyfriend, and then there's sex, and there's those episodes where they had a sixum, and another episode where this one guy made out with two girls in the same. Okay, I'm talking way too much right now. The main point is that the show is really entertaining, and it kind of shows, it kind of makes people feel good about their lives.
Okay, I think I feel more like sometimes ashamed watching it, but...
Yeah, but you're shamed for the people on the show, not the shame that you're watching it personally. For
maybe.
So you get the feeling, oh, I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah, correct. And this morning I was at the meeting with one of the contestants who was in X on the Beach called Daniel, and it was really fun because you get to see him when he's not on the show and see if he actually is the person he portrays on the show. And he's actually not. He's comes out of more articulate and smart, and like you kind of get the feeling that the producers and the people editing the show really try to put people in roles to make the show more entertaining.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he definitely has the role of being like, oh yeah, boy. I love myself so much, yeah, and there's not a hotter guy than me and whatever. But there's also like the opposite side. Laurits, you don't like X on the Beach.
Yeah, well, I have to go to my room when you're watching X on the Beach and the collective. I just fucking hate it. Like,
okay. Don't curse. We're on the radio.
The people are stupid. Everything's stupid. The best thing about it is sex and nudity.
Okay.
I kind of like that part, but that's because I like both sex and nudity. And
nice.
But everything else is kind of... They're just stupid. I don't find it entertaining to look at stupid people. I don't feel better. I feel worse.
Well,
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think I personally don't watch it either because of I feel better, but I watch it because we do it together, and it's like a collective thing in our flat.
I can do everything, almost everything together with the collective, but not watch X on the Beach.
Okay.
I think that's the only kind
that's
of thing.
That's
the line. And I know Tama is really kind of disappointed in me when I
He's
have to leave.
He's on fire over there.
Yeah. And I know he want to...
I just want to say that. First of all... I just feel like that's very judgmental to say that these people are stupid, because
they are,
but not, because we are looking at them from our view and like judging them. If maybe someone saw you on television, they would say the same thing. But the point is that it's good to look at other people and look how they live their lives so that you compare it to your own.
Okay, I think like on this we just leave this conversation open. Everyone can build his own opinion. Tonight there will be, I think, the first before the last episode. Is it called like this? You know what I mean. Like,
yeah, second. We know what I mean.
Yeah, so second like last. On Thursday there is the big final, and after it Laurits can enjoy the evenings with us again. So as Kirsten would say, harte bra, goodbye, harte bra. And enjoy.